come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to episode 13 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, I'm just going to get right to it today, and I'm going to help you eat more plants. If you are new to this, this episode is for you, because I'm just going to go over some pointers and some helpful things for you to know if you're wanting to eat a whole food plant-based diet or more of a whole food plant-based diet. So you came to the right place, first of all, if you are new to this. And even if you aren't new to this and you're already in our community, hey, shout out to you, Dirties. You might still gain some insight from what I have to share and pick a few things up that you didn't already know. I've never eaten meat in my life, so plant-based eating and cooking and living is sort of my jam. And so I have all the tricks and tips you'll ever need. So high fives on finding us. So the first thing is to be prepared, meaning when you get hungry, you need food, obviously. Yes, that's a given. But let's say it's time for lunch and you're hungry and you're like, oh, a potato with some chili beans and some cauliflower sour cream sounds really good for lunch. Great. Okay, so if you had to cook the potato and cook the chili and cook this or make the sour cream, it's going to take you a little while. But what if you already had the potatoes cooked, you had the chili made, and you had the sour cream already whipped together? Then it would just be a matter of heating the potato up, heating the chili up, and adding everything to your potato and topping it with sour cream, the cauliflower sour cream. So being prepared is really important when you eat this way, because you can't eat a whole food plant-based diet by going to the drive-thru or going to the grocery store and picking frozen meals out, right? You're taking raw ingredients and you are creating magic with them and creating delicious food with them. You're taking veggies and whole grains and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds and herbs and spices, and you're putting them together to make these really delicious, nutritious, plant-packed, plant-powered meals. So by being prepared, that's going to make it much more realistic to eat this way. Because what happens is if you get hungry and you don't have any food prepared, any plant-based food, you're going to eat something else, because it's just not realistic to make every single one of your meals from scratch when eating this way, because it takes time. It's just a shift, right? It just takes some time to prepare your food. So always being prepared is an excellent way to make sure that you're going to eat plants, basically. So that's really what we do. Our meal plans are all about batch cooking and preparing a bunch of food in advance so that you have it ready to go when you get hungry. And you can find links to all this stuff in the show notes, but being prepared, key. Okay. The second one is kind of obvious, but like the food has to be tasty, y'all. I've talked to a lot of people who say, yeah, I tried to go plant-based, but I was just dreading my meals because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to cook, and it just was not tasty. And I feel that if all of my food tasted like cardboard or just tasted just not good, I probably wouldn't do it either, because I love to eat. I love food. I love tasty, delicious food. So just because you're wanting to eat plant-based means that you have to compromise on flavor and taste and texture and the general enjoyability. Enjoyability? Is that a word? It is now, I guess. The general enjoyability, I'm going to go with it because I like it, of your meals and of your food. This way of eating can be absolutely delicious, mouth-gasmic. You just have to find recipes from people who know what they're doing, which is another reason why high fives on finding us, because our whole food plant-based recipes are the best out there. There's a lot of good ones, but ours are like consistently really fucking good. So make sure that the food tastes good. Yeah. And it's nothing like dreading every meal. Dreading every meal sucks. We don't want to dread every meal. This isn't about dreading meals. This isn't about deprivation. This isn't about you know, having your lunch, having cardboard pass for lunch. No, this is about really enjoying your food and really having delicious, delicious meals three times a day. So that's the next one. Third one, I guess, is give yourself time to adjust. This is going to be an adjustment if you are going from eating a lot of meat and dairy and processed foods to eating whole food plant-based. There's definitely a learning curve, and there is definitely an adjustment period for many things, not only for your body and developing the microbiome and the good gut bacteria that you need to digest all this new fiber that's going to be in your life, right? But you also need time to adjust to spending more time in your kitchen and no longer eating the things that you're used to eating and telling the people in your life that you're not going to have that burger. Unless you want the burger, then like eat the burger, who cares? But it is a change. And with that change, you're going to be getting out of your comfort zone along the way. And that's a good, beautiful, wonderful thing. When we get outside of our comfort zone, our life expands. And so this is nothing to be afraid of. It's just something to be aware of, that things will change. Things will look different. You're going to do things differently and allow yourself time to adjust. Just know that it doesn't happen overnight, and just be patient with yourself and enjoy the process. And just know that it's not a perfect process, right? And just do the best you can and experiment. Okay, the next thing is to be nice to yourself. That's kind of piggybacking on my last point of giving yourself time to adjust, but just being kind to yourself. If you have this idea that, hey, I want to eat plant-based, and you get to decide how plant-based you want to be. Do you want to go totally plant-based? Do you want to just incorporate like plant-based dinners, start there? Do you want to maybe do plant-based breakfast for a while? Like, it's up to you. There's no wrong or right way to do this. You just have to choose what you want to do and have that be okay. And then play there a little bit, then it can change. It can morph a little bit. Maybe you can incorporate more plants, or hey, maybe you do want to go totally all in. You can do that too. But just know that if it doesn't go at any point according to your plan, just be flexible and just know that even sometimes our plans are not right. Like, we can make a plan, but things don't always go according to plan, and that's okay. Give yourself some grace and some compassion. Let's say you're eating plant-based and you're like, hey, it's been a week and I feel amazing and holy cow, I'm feeling really good. And then you go out to dinner and you eat like a pepperoni pizza. And then let's say you don't feel really good. The tendency might be to beat yourself up and to feel guilty and bad about it. What I'm offering is just skip that part because it's not going to help. Learn from it. Give yourself some love and compassion and then move on. Easy peasy. It does not have to feel like shit to go through this process. You do not have to beat yourself up to go through this process. You can do it with love and compassion and grace and kindness and supporting yourself. In fact, it's going to be a much better experience when you do that. Beating yourself up doesn't help. And there's literally no reason not to be just totally kind to yourself. Okay, the next thing is to treat this like an experiment. I kind of said that before. And just get curious. Just have this sort of be something like, imagine you're a kid and you go to, I don't know, you discover a new, you guys, I don't have kids. The kids kid analogies just aren't good. Imagine you're a cat. I do have one of those. And she's amazing and also an asshole sometimes. But let's say, okay, so my cat, I have a neighbor on one side of my house and who doesn't wear pants all the time, but that's a whole different podcast. Next to their house, there's an empty lot. And Sweet Pea goes in, Sweet Pea is my cat's name. She goes into the yard, and this is a yard. I go to this yard because, okay, this is like TMI, but whatever, I'm already on a roll. So I'm just going to tell you. So my neighbor has a compost bin that he collects food scraps and then creates compost. And so we bring our compost over to his empty lot and put it in his bin so that then he can make soil from. So on this lot there, it's empty, but it has like an old yurt and it has a bunch of tools and it has a bunch of trees and it has a bunch of just lots of stuff going on in this lot. So Sweet Pea goes over there. And so this is what I think. When I think about getting curious, I think about Sweet Pea in that lot and just totally looking all around. And she goes in this lot and she loves it. She'll spend so many hours over there because there's birds and animals and lizards and trees and little hiding spots. And there's just all kinds of things. And she just goes over there and she explores and she gets curious and she sniffs around. And that's what I think of when I think about getting curious. It's like, go into this, like, hey, what am I going to discover today? What new food might I eat today? How might I feel today? I wonder what a breakfast... There goes my foot again. It wasn't a fart. What will my breakfast be like when it's not bacon and eggs? Huh, I wonder what steel cutouts will be like for breakfast. Let's see. You know, go into it just with like a childlike or a cat-like... That's the word, right? More cat-like. We're not doing the child analogies, Molly. Go into it with a cat-like curiosity and a cat-like wonder and just have it be an experiment. Have it be fun. Do not take this too seriously. It will not help you on your journey. Be light with it and experiment, explore, and just see what it's all about. With a lightness and with a wonder that Sweet Pea has over in the lot that's next to our naked neighbor. Okay. The next one is treat. No, I already said this one. I have my little notes on my computer. Make sure you're eating a wide range of whole plant foods so that you'll be satisfied and so that you have nutrient diversity. So every plant food is made up of a different chemical component, right? And so the trick is to eat a wide range of whole plant foods, not just the same five things over and over again. When you eat a wide range of foods, you're going to get nutrient diversity and it's going to make you feel really good, but it's also going to be really satisfying because you're going to be trying different flavors and different textures and different combinations. And so instead of eating like the exact same breakfast and the exact same lunch and the exact same dinner, mix it up and eat different things. So even if you eat steel cutouts for breakfast, maybe one morning add apples and cinnamon and some raisins. And then the next morning, maybe put some grated carrots into your steel cutouts and some currants or something, right? Or maybe one morning put some chopped dates and some banana and maybe some pear or something so that you're getting different, you know, you're eating different things every morning. And for lunch, the same thing. If you have like a big ass salad for lunch, awesome, but put on different beans. So maybe one day put some chickpeas and the next day put some black beans and then different toppings. Maybe add cucumbers and corn and red peppers to your salad one day, and then the next day put in some chopped apple and parsley and broccoli, right? With the yummy dressing. So you can have like a salad every day, but mix that salad up. And then for dinner, mixing up your dinner is going to be good too, because it's going to keep you from getting stuck in a food rut. And it's going to keep you interested and it'll be interesting. And of course, it'll give you nutrient diversity. So if you follow our meal plans, or if you get our meal plans or have access to our meal plans, making those will help you eat a lot of different plants, because we're constantly using different ingredients in our meal plans just for that purpose. Okay, the next thing is take vitamin B12. If you are not eating if you're not eating meat, you need to supplement with a B12 supplement. No big deal. You can get it at pretty much any health food store, any grocery store, but take a B12. I will add a blog post in the show notes that talks about nutrients and like the recommended daily dose and also the brand that I like, which no affiliation, by the way. I don't get paid by tooting their horn. I just like that brand. So if you would like more information, go to the show notes, click on the link, and it'll bring you to the blog where I post about that. And here's my last tip for you. I could actually go on all day about plants because it's kind of what I do. But if you're just starting out, I don't want to overwhelm you too much. So my last tip for right now is don't make other people's opinions of you or what you're eating mean anything about you. So when you switch to a plant-based diet, when you're not used to eating a plant-based diet, people around you are going to have opinions. They're going to have thoughts. They might have words, right? There might be some people who are supportive. There might be other people who aren't very supportive or who don't understand or who feel like now there's something, kind of a connection that's lost now that you're not eating the same way as them. And people are allowed to have their opinions. People are allowed to have their thoughts. The important thing is that you don't make those opinions and thoughts mean anything about you. Let the people have their opinions and thoughts. We can't change other people, right? And how you feel about those opinions and thoughts that other people have is totally determined on what you're making that mean. If you're making that mean, so let's say somebody says you're weird for eating plant-based, and let's say you're like, oh, okay, I'm making that mean that I'm really weird, then you're going to feel like shit about it, and you're going to believe that person. And that person's opinion is exactly that. It's just an opinion, right? It's not correct. It's not the facts. You're not weird. On the other hand, if somebody says you're super weird for eating that way, and I just don't understand it, if you are rooted in who you are and feeling really good about what you're doing and knowing that you're kick-ass and that you're a badass and you're not weird, then that person's word, or that person's opinions of you that they shared with you, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to have any power because you know that you're not making their words mean anything about you because you have your own back. And you know that that's just an opinion and people get to have them. And sometimes, you know, they're going to be not in alignment with what you know to be true. So if people are shitty to you or if people aren't supportive, fuck it. Don't make it mean anything about you. Don't make it mean anything negative about you. That's nonsense. You just keep doing what you're doing and keep being the badass that you are. And whatever anybody else thinks about it, it's on them to figure out. If they don't like it, then that's not really any of your business. What's your business is making the choices that you want to make for your life. And if one of those choices is eating more plants, I commend you. It is one of the most amazing things that you can do for your physical health, for your mental health, for the planet, for animals, for all of it. It's like one thing that we can all do that has an impact on so many areas of our life and also of our community and also just everywhere. So it's a really powerful change, and I commend you for incorporating more plants into your life, however that looks like for you. All right. I hope that you have a beautiful day, and I will see you on our next podcast. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive. Come alive in my body.